now peace, originated. In December 2002, I went back to Jamaica to bury a member of my family. After the funeral, I could not sleep for days until I wrote up my thoughts in a letter and sent it to the newspaper, who did not print it as usual. It was entitled, Blood Run Done. Cease, now peace. 5th of December 2002. To the editor, the Gleaner Company. Sir, I have come back to Jamaica to bury a member of my family who was violently robbed and brutally murdered in cold blood. I am sad to find the war zone saying that this island of my birth is now in. Indeed, before coming here, I was somewhat afraid. Our beautiful island paradise is in danger of becoming a wasteland like Afghanistan. The war is for the hearts and minds of men, and a mindset based upon greed and lack of respect for life of a small minority of the population, who do sometimes corrupt others. I would like to add some suggestions by asking and begging certain favors of certain people. The multi-strategy approach that needs to be adopted to return Jamaica to peace. To end the war and reduce the violence in Jamaica, it will take a combination of measures that have been discussed at length, such as poverty reduction, youth employment, change in the messages of covetousness and violence broadcast by some media. I've estimated that with the loss of TV I watch, I will have probably seen more people die than that of all my past generations put together. Capital punishment, justice, improved detection and persecution, or prosecution. Where the law is not enforced, anarchy will reign. Higher moral and ethical leadership, return to religious values and other higher values, the character and the state, etc., etc. In summary, I would like to ask everyone to try their best to agree, declare, implement and monitor and enforce a ceasefire for the whole of next year, 2003. It will help to reduce the killings and play a major role in the decade of the culture of peace that we are now in. To end a war and gain a peace, somewhere along the line, you need to have a ceasefire. I have called the campaign Blood Run Done. Cease. Now peace. People may be able to give it a better name. I would like to ask and appeal, one, to civil society to support the Arms Reduction Coalition, ARC. International campaign calling for the states of the United Nations to agree a legally binding instrument requiring member states to reduce the amount of resources spent on arms by between 1 and 5% per year for a period of 10 to 25 years. I hope you will agree that this is a reasonable request, especially as it is based on Article 26 of the UN Charter, wherein states commit to, in charge of the Security Council, to promote the establishment and maintenance of international peace and security with the least diversion for armaments of the world's human and economic resources. ARC was officially launched in the UK Parliament in June 2002. Even a 1% reduction in the $840 billion, or Jamaica's $12.42 trillion, spent on armaments last year will provide over $800 billion per year, or over $80 billion over 10 years, and will make a positive difference to Earthism programs such as poverty reduction, sustainable development, conflict prevention, peaceful resolution of conflict, protecting the vulnerable, maintaining the environment, and effective implementation, and still leave over $830 billion per year, or over $8,300 billion over 10 years, to be spent on things hope civil society will support our perhaps even forming their own art group here, and the government will add whatever support it can to it at the UN. 2. Everyone. If you see an illegal gun, then smash it up. Rock it up so it can no longer kill anyone else. We need to reduce the amount of guns in the country, as guns are made to and do kill people. 3. For the young people, especially men who find guns attractive or who are attracted to guns. Young man, turn away from the path of destruction. Young man, turn away from the guns of death. If on average people who study hard and learn their book and get good qualification, or go through the pains and toils of apprenticeship and learn a trade and become a craftsman, they earn $10,000 per year more than others. How much is that worth over your total work in life? Plus you have your liberty, you're not locked up in a jail, and you get to live past 30 years old. 4. To the trigger-happy ugly teeth or tut. Missy, your mama never barn your fit teeth. Excuse me if you don't understand the vernacular. Let me translate. Your mother did not bear you for 9 months, give you birth, nurse and nurture you for you to grow up to steal, rob and murder. Your mama never barn you for be a murderer. 5. To the dons and leaders of gangs and posses. If your life on earth is to have any meaning, then declare a ceasefire for the whole year. This means agreeing, declaring, implementing, monitoring and enforcing a ceasefire. No gunshots for a whole year. Imagine how much benefit that would bring to the whole of society. To everyone, including the posses, whose greatest problem is the gun. After a gun is fired, you not only bring down your enemies upon you, but also the security forces. I give you a choice: declare a ceasefire for the whole year, and do something useful with your life here on Earth, or continue with the cocaine trade, gun crimes, and remain another poisoning, evil criminal murderer. Tell Tuck, if him a gunslinger, slimming gun on the house bottom for the year. If him carry gun a pocket, just rest it on the pillar and leave it a yard. Consider this request deeply, as the only disadvantage I can see to it is the validity you will get if you... 6. To them people associated with the trigger happy ugly teeth or tongue, don't take any of Tuck's money. Ask where him get any money, my dear. Because if you accept it, you will be guilty of the crime of receiving or handling stolen goods. A blood money. In some case, you will be the equivalent of those birds that feed on the flesh. If Tut is your friend, end that friendship now, or be always prepared to die. Because the reason he is a trigger-happy ugly thief is he is evil and covetous, and will sooner or later kill you for one reason or another. The poverty story works up to a point. Over one third of the world's 6 billion people live in extreme poverty, and not all of them are thief and murderer. The vast, vast majority struggle with life and bear their burdens like the rest of us. The bad seed in a tongue, one will have to work hard to get it out after them generation. Them won't have to careful, because some of them sell poison and kill people and mash up their life. 7. Although like all of us, they have some of God in them, they are so controlled by sins and devils that has withered. Brethren, pray for them. If they should lay down their arms, surrender themselves, confess their sins, and show true remorse, go lightly on them. Many of them can still be saved. 8. Everyone needs to adopt the philosophy of do not reap what you do not sow. Doing otherwise is unfair to the cultivator and often causes contentions, war, and violence. Ask before you take and expect the answer to be no. People are very generous. For example, church people, read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And will and do help when they can and feel it appropriate. The international community can help provide some resources to reduce the root cause of violence, such as reducing poverty. Indeed, selfish price is so high now because almost no more codfish left. The whole world needs to adopt this philosophy, or else we won't have enough birds, animals, fishes, and trees left. Life will no longer be sustainable on Earth. 9. Everyone, have a nice Christmas. Do what you can to help and get support the ceasefire for next year. After Boxing Day, wear a flower, red outside and white inside, to show you want a ceasefire. Blood run done. Cease.